Welcome to Awake Nations Ministries, based in the beautiful Sunshine Coast of Australia. Here the fire of revival ignites hearts and fuels a supernatural move of God throughout the nations of the earth. Join us each week for prophetic insights, apostolic teaching, and powerful conversations that will equip you to live fully awakened in your kingdom purpose. This is more than a podcast. It's a movement. Learn more about us by visiting awakenations.org. Now, let's dive into today's episode.
Hallelujah. Everyone, picture a horse. You got that picture of a horse? I'm grateful to be back on the horse. It's been several years since I've had the opportunity to minister, and thank you, Pastor. I'm going to cry with you. No, thank you so much, because these guys know, Pastor Glenn and Pastor Lynn, know what it is to activate and initiate and generate. They're not just here to build a platform for these guys to have and just to deliver what they want to deliver. They're here for kingdom. You're here for kingdom. We're here for kingdom. So thank you so much. It's such a privilege. And I had a word, Pastor said, can you share something? Share a testimony. And God said, don't share that testimony. So that went out the window. And I went, oh, I'll just share this then. Something that I'm very comfortable with and I've done before. And God said, no, you won't do that. Okay, God, what am I going to do? He said, you're going to share about boldness and courage. Now, if you want to know about boldness and courage, ask my wife, Tracy. She'll tell you all about it. Because I want to just take... Oh, another tissue, please. I just want to take a moment to honor my wife, because she has walked a ministry journey with us, with me, and she knows what boldness is. She knows what courage is. You know, early in our married life, we had this consistent little... I won't call it an argument, but a minor disagreement. All the husbands said amen, you know what I mean? Like, so, Tracy used to say that I was stubborn. And I said, no, you're stubborn. And she said, no, I'm persistent. And I said, no, I'm persistent. She said, no, you're stubborn. And this would go on for ages. But isn't it good that God knows in our ministry walk, in our daily walk, in our life, that he's balanced us up well with our partners? You know, it's good. So Tracy, thank you for walking the journey. Hallelujah. I wanted to share it today about boldness and courage, and what is boldness and what is courage. And thank you, Pastor Emma, prophetically, for delivering that message. It's about activating what needs to be done, building the wall. Marty's looking at me already. The next brick in the wall, Marty, but I won't sing it. The next part of what God wants done in this house. He said to build line upon line, precept upon precept. He said to fashion up. And I see it like a Holy Spirit lasagna. Can everybody see that? He's building and layering up what he wants done in the house, because there's something that he wants the house to do. He's building up meat, pasta, meat sauce, white sauce, this and that. He wants something done and he's calling us to do it. Today is the day of activation and initiation. It's a day where we do another layer in the wall if it needs to be repaired. It's a day that we stand up and say, this is the day. If we don't do it, who will? If it's not now, then when? It has to be done today. It has to, because the kingdom of heaven suffers violent, but the violent take it by force. That word force is one way consistent, excessive pressure that doesn't relent to the enemy, that doesn't stand back, that doesn't shut up, that doesn't say, no, I'm afraid. I'm going after something here today. It's the spirit of fear of man and the spirit of timidity, because it's kept the church muzzled for too long. It's kept the church hidden away. And yes, we're in a cave, but it's not a cave of fear. It's a cave of preparation. We're in a place where God is building and layering up what he needs us to do. Because why? The fields are what? Wide under harvest. The laborers are few. They're ripe. It's ready. It's time. We have to, church, find something within us. Do you know what courage is? Courage is not the absence of fear. It's what you choose to do when fear opposes you. When fear comes along, we better have courage. And we're out there in the marketplace, in the field, in the harvest field, and the enemy's out there and he doesn't want what we want. He's opposed to what we want. So we better know what courage is. We better find bravery. We better find a bit of Holy Spirit. Can I say the word in church? A bit of mongrel, a bit of go, a bit of something inside us that says, you know what? How many of us have prayed those prayers in the early days, in our early Christian walk? We prayed, Jesus, I give you my life. I give you it all. Take everything. Take all of me. I'm all yours. You do whatever you want to do with my life. Here I am, God. Send me across the world to the nation. Send me across the ocean. Send me anywhere. I'll do anything, Jesus. Oh, you want me to go and talk to him? Not him. He looks scary. I tell you what, an eternal destiny in pit of hell scary too. The church is in a position today. Now is the time to break through and break past. And I want to share a testimony of what it is to be courageous. And I honored Tracy at the start of this. Tissue, whoops. I'll say that here and there when I feel emotional, but emotion is a practical part of who we are. Don't hide it, yeah? Yeah, let it out. You know, people say, oh, it's the Spirit of God. Yes, it's the Spirit of God. But we're human. We've got emotions. Share them, yeah? It's important to understand. Lord, let me jump in here first and I'll give the word here. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. Come on, we all know it. But of power and of love and a sound mind. And we need that stuff. We need the power. But the power without love can be offensive and aggressive. But love without the power can be weak and flimsy and just sloppy. So we need the power, we need the love, but we need the sound mind to enact the power and the love. We need to think, we need to imagine, we need to create, we need to dream. Pastor Emma, picture yourself as Pastor Emma. Can you see it? We can. Imagine it, create it, hope for it. Faith is the what? Substance of things hoped for. Guess what? Oh, you know, believe in Jesus. Good. I've got faith for it. Excellent. But are you hoping? What is hope? Hope comes from the imagination. So as we hope for things, we need to see them. Name me something or picture something that has ever been built or created without first being seen. There's nothing. It has to come from your imagination. I've got a pretty wacky imagination, and sometimes I say, you know, my prayer closet is sitting on the beach or walking down the beach and saying, Lord, talk to me. And the video starts and you get this reel running in your head for about 4 hours, and then you're laying there in bed and you're trying to sleep and it's 2 a.m. and you're seeing things going in your head and you're building things and you're creating things and ships and airplanes and ministry and things. And you go, God, I'm trying to get to sleep. And he says, I'm trying to get through to you what I want you to do. Come on. You know, I'll share a testimony about boldness and courage. Real true boldness. We were living in a rental house some years ago, and now if you want the correct dates and the correct times and the correct timeline, see Tracy, she will correct everything I've said. But some years ago we were in this place and we got the notice, you know, that thing you get from the real estate, oh, you've got to move out, it's time to go, the owner wants to move in or something or whatever. We're like, oh, okay, so we've got to go, no problem. Done it before, we'll do it again. So we said, let's go. And a little while later, a couple of weeks later, we're sort of preparing and doing whatnot. And a friend of ours came to us and said, I want to invite you and Tracy to Malaysia. I said, Malaysia, what for? We want you to go to a global Christian surgeon and doctors conference. And I went, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a surgeon. And she said, my parents had it all booked and ready to go. They're the head of this particular ministry, but they can't go and they want you to go. You and Tracy. And I said, why? Why am I going to Malaysia, God? And he said, because I want you to go. And I went, oh, but okay, but we've got to move house. When is this? When are we supposed to be going? And it was, what, a few weeks later or something. And I'm thinking, oh, hang on. I can't go to Malaysia. We can't go to Malaysia because we've got to find a house, get a house, and move a house with our four kids. So obviously, you go, oh, this is not happening. We can't do it. Sorry, Lord, we can't go to Malaysia. He says, but I want you to go to Malaysia. But God, how many ever said it, has said it before? But God, you don't understand. Really? We have the audacity to say to the Almighty God, God, you don't understand my situation. He says, I knew you before you were even born. I created a situation for you to be in, to build something in you. So we're there and we're like, we can't go. This is not going to happen. Anyway, the time grew closer to the departure date. The tickets were booked. Everything was done. And we said, God, we don't have a house. We can't go. So we began to very earnestly look for properties, and we're driving around and we found one in Twin Waters, and we got to the door and the real estate said to us, is this the sort of house you're after? Yeah, this is the kind of thing. And she grabbed the key. She tried to open the door and the key wouldn't work. She couldn't open the door. And we went, oh. And there was another guy there and we said, look, we guess it's yours. She can't open the door. We're out of here. So we left that house in Twin Waters. And the time came where we were praying through, you know, when you get that sort of to the point of, God, where are you? I've got this thing booked and we've got to go and there's nowhere for the kids to go to. We don't have any house. We don't have anything. There's nothing signed. There's no paperwork. There is no way in the natural that that's getting done. But he says, shh, you're going to Malaysia. Okay, and I'm thinking, I'm the man of the house, I'm the head of this marriage here, I need to encourage my wife. Babe, I've heard from God, we're going to Malaysia. Don't you worry. I'm the guy here with the boldness and the courage. I'm the one that, I've had a few street fights and a few pub brawls. I know what it is to stand against an enemy. Look at his nose, you think I got broken three times? No, four times. So I know what it's like. So I did the big alpha male, the big husband thing. I said, babe, I've got this. I'll use the boldness and the courage that I've got, only to find out that I was using my boldness and courage, not his. It was me. It was what I was capable of. And God brought me to the end of that and said, now what? And I began to panic because we had nowhere to go. We had nowhere to be. And we had to go to Malaysia. God said. So I'm thinking, I've got to stop this thing. And God said, don't you dare. You listen to me. You are going. And I got to the end of myself and I got to the start of God. In every battle, in every trial, in every test, you'll find that there's something that you'll pray, oh, help me, Jesus. Da, 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 da. But then you'll go to the place where you go, I can fix this. I can do it. I'll do it. But you come to the end of that and God says, no. I'm saying to Tracy, I've got the boldness, I've got the courage, let's go. And Tracy says, let's go then. Let's do it. Let's go to Malaysia. Let's trust God. And I'm thinking, what? Trust God? No. What are you talking about? How can we possibly do? And I found my fear. And I went, oh. I have to address this now. Seriously address it. And I said, God, I'm out in the backyard. I'm just walking around in the middle of the night. I said, God, I repent. for me trying to do it. Trusting you to do it, but me trying to do it, is usurping his authority. It's undermining. Think about that. Undermining God Almighty. No, don't need you. I'll do it. And you have to come to a place of repentance, like deep, heartfelt. I'm so sorry, Daddy God. You know, our pastors have taught us. They've started that lasagna and they've built it up. Who is God? Who is Abba God? Who is Daddy God? What is his love? What is his agape love? And who is he? What is he? We're layering up that thing and we're in that place of preparation. But now comes the time that there's a season coming where the cave is going to be opened. And guess what? There's lions and tigers out there. And we're going to not stay in the cave, but have the courage to step out and face them and trust God. I had to learn to trust God. Like Paul said, I've learned to have, I've learned to have not, I've learned to abase, I've learned to abound. I had to learn. Here I am thinking I'm the alpha male in this marriage and I've got our own little ministry and God's anointed us, blah, 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 blah. And God said, I'm not done with you. You have to be teachable. I'm like, oh God. You know those years that you prayed, Lord, break my heart with what breaks your heart? And he does. And he works on you, and he does. He breaks you down. Back to the story. We're at crisis point now, so it seemed. And our youngest daughter said, she was only a little girl, and she said, Mum and Dad, you can go to Malaysia. And we're like, what? She said, you can go to Malaysia? God told me. God said, God, my children in a house. We're leaving on Thursday. The house has to be packed up and emptied and they need to be gone somewhere by Sunday night. By Monday morning, the real estate's coming to take over the property. And you're asking me to leave the country? Isn't there some sort of law about that in Australia? Is that delinquency or child abuse or something? God says, trust me. I do. Or listen. Go to Malaysia. Tracy's rising up in boldness, rising up in faith, courageous and strong. And I'm like, God, what are you doing? I don't know what we're doing. Slap. Wake up to yourself. Get up. So I did. We come into agreement with God and his word. We came into agreement with God and his promises. We came into agreement with what God had said. Yes. We pack our bags and put the bags in the car and we said goodbye to the kids. Picture that. Just a few, 72 hours or something before it needed to be all done. And there's nowhere to go. So we left. We're driving down the highway. It was quite silent in the car. It was quite icy. The feeling of, oh, God. Just for a mother to leave her four children with nowhere to go, with a house to pack up, with no lease, with no property found. For Tracy to do that, mums, think about that. That's a big call. We're driving down the road and I get a message from a friend of ours and she said, you need to ring someone right now. You need to ring this guy. I'm like, oh, why? I don't want to deal with anything else just now. She said, call this guy. I'm like, God. So I rang this number and this guy answered and he goes, oh, are you Dale? I said, yep. He goes, okay, I need you to be quiet and listen. I've got a situation. No, you don't. I got the situation here, pal. He says, no. I'm serious. I've got a real situation. I've got a big problem. I said, oh, dude, like, okay, share with me what's your problem. I'm thinking we're going to have this counseling call or something. And I'm like, God, not now. He says, no, no, no. He says, I've got a situation. I am desperate. Okay, humor me. How could it be any? He says, I need someone. Preparation. I need someone to immediately take over a 5-bedroom house for me today. I've got a 5-bedroom house and I need someone right now. I'm so desperate. I need something to move. I need someone to move into it today. I said, what? He says, I'm desperate. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you are. But can you please take my house? God, I just sat there and I said, but money and bond and debt, signing, we're on the way to Malaysia. And he said, well, what's your situation? I said, well, we've just left our children with nowhere to go. And God said, he said, are you a Christian? I said, yeah. Oh, me too. I've been praying for someone to take me house. I've been praying to get a house. God works in mysterious ways. Trust him. We can trust him with everything. I say to this guy, sure, let me think about it for 1 second. I'll take the house. Excellent. Move in. Don't worry about a thing. We'll fix it all up later. It's going to be okay. And then from the back seat, I hear this. Tracy be like, oh, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you. For the next 8 hours all the way to Malaysia. And she's still saying it. What had to happen in between God say, go to Malaysia, and then the provision? In my heart and in my life, God had to go after timidity and fear. God, I'm an alpha male. Blah, blah. Shh, you're my child. You've got timidity. You've got fear. It needs to be dismissed. I said when I started this message, I seen a picture in the prayer meeting, which was awesome. You know that there's yokes that go across bullocks, you know. And I've seen people with those big wooden yokes with baskets laden with rocks. One was timidity and one was fear. It's the anointing that destroys that yoke. It's the anointing of God. It's the power of Calvary. It's the blood of the Lamb that's already made a way that destroys that yoke. Those yokes are designed to keep us looking at the ground, carrying the weight, carrying the burdens, carrying timidity and fear. But God says, this is the day. We trusted God. God taught me so much about myself. Taught my wife. You know what? If I got doubt, if I'm fearful about something, I go to Tracy. So help me. Help me believe. Pray with me about stuff. Things are going on. I found a quality within my wife that I didn't know existed before the trial came. When you go through testing and trial, not if, when. When you go through it. So we went off to Malaysia. And we had a 5-star motel, full buffet breakfast. Everything was amazing. And we got to sit there in this conference of global doctors and surgeons. We're looking at the screen and the doctors and surgeons are talking about things like, and this is how this miracle happened. And they've got cases of people that were just, you know, on death's door saying that, what happened here was this protein from the liver, it moved over here and converted into an enzyme and it did this to that. That went up to the brain. This happened. This went over there. That did that. But the body was never designed to do that. But God did it. And they testified about miracles from a medical perspective. And we sat there looking at the screen and thinking, what are we doing here? And God says, shh, I'm teaching you. Teaching me, teaching us, that all things are possible to those who believe. All things. If you have a destiny scroll, if you have a purpose, if you have something inside of you that you know that needs to be activated and built today, if you know that that something is there, a calling, a gifting, a quality, an anointing, you want something to happen out of your spiritual walk and you've been desperate for God to do something, today's the day. Because timidity and fear have to bow their knee to the blood of Jesus Christ. Timidity and fear have to bow and shut their mouths. Because God said, yes. Your destiny scroll is worthy, that you are worthy. The other day I'm sitting on the beach, and I do a lot of sitting on the beach, don't I? Probably because I live across the road. But anyway, I'm on the beach and there's this thought that came to me. God says, you're seated with Christ in heavenly places. I said, yeah, I know. He said, but do you know what that means? And for me, he showed me a picture of God Almighty here. On the right-hand side is Jesus. And then we're seated with Jesus. And he showed me this image of God Almighty looking through Jesus to see me. He looks through his son. He looks through the blood. He looks through the righteousness to see us. And then he says, you're the apple of my eye. Church, I just want to open up this prayer time, this altar, for two specific things. If you know that you know, that there's something in your heart that says, I should be doing more. If you know that you know that there's something inside of your heart that says, I'm scared. If you know that there's something there that says, I'll wait and watch for somebody else to do it. And then I'll just join in. Those days are over. They're gone. In all of the love and passion that I have within me, I want to invite you, the body, the church, the ecclesia, to search your heart right now. If you've got that yoke, if there's timidity, if there's fear, if you're just standing by watching and think, well, I'll just get on the bus at the last second, you may miss it. Uniquely, fearfully, and wonderfully made for Him. Your destiny scroll doesn't look like anybody else's.